This is the Better Life, Better Work show, and I'm your host, Allison Crow. I'm an intuitive life and business coach and an irreverent priestess with modern soul medicine for the everyday extraordinary woman or man, and I'm here to help you create better life and better work. This show covers topics on thinking and mindset, business and life strategy, and of course, spirituality and energetics as well. You're listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. More is not better, better is better. It's bonus audio time. Allison Crow here, and I had to drop this audio of a live stream that I did with my friend Isabel Tierney, where we're talking about heaven on earth and doing the energetics. I know you're gonna love it.
Baby, that's so funny. A computer difficulty started right away. It was perfect.
I'm starting before any more technology messes us up.
Exactly. Sounds good. Oh, my God. That was so funny. Okay.
So let's see. Let me just take a breath and then.
Yeah, same with me.
Right now.
Let's take like five.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Let me tell Brian that he said I tried to get on, so we are on now.
And up in the corner, it shows whether people. So this is a newer format so that we can interview or like do two people at once. And so, just for those of you guys watching, Isabel and I on the back end have it doesn't show Facebook, it shows this dashboard. So I see Lauren is here, so it just shows
Lauren
are here. So Isabel, let me just check, because Isabel was like, have you ever done this? I was like, yeah, once, a long time ago. So can you see Lauren's comments? Can you see that?
I can. It's perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it's your wood, right, Lauren, for Harry Potter, correct?
Okay, let's take a couple of breaths and we'll talk about why. Like, let's just get centered for a second. And really, it's all perfect. I feel my heart like beating in my chest. I do live streams all the time. So I'll start out with, I thought this was funny. Both Isabel and I had talked about doing this. We talked on Monday and we were like, oh, we should get online. Hi, you guys. We should get online and just visit and share some of this. And I wanted you guys, I'm not going to lie, I wanted you guys to be able to experience a bit of Isabel so that you'll buy a ticket to come to Camp Star.
Or not, if you don't like her.
Same thing, or me, if not. But hi, you guys. So look, here's Lauren's here, Michelle's here, Erna's here, April, Jenny, Kay, Kimberly, Teresa, Steph, Jenny, Casey. Oh, hello. Oh, Emma, it's not working for you. Okay, so we had talked about this, and we had talked about some of what we wanted to talk, and we were like, hop on, let's do that. And then we both had weird dreams about it last night. Like, we both had intimidating dreams, which I think is funny.
And we actually spoke about it this morning, right? That we wonder if there's a part of us that was scared to speak about this stuff, even though we speak about it so fluently with each other and with other friends, to actually come out into this more public arena and to go, I believe heaven on earth is possible. Oh yeah, just change your frequency and everything will be fine and you make lots of money. All the bullshit, right? That we hate the foofiness of the spiritual world, and yet we both live it. And so it's really hard to be snarky and enthusiastic at the same time.
It's really hard to be snarky and enthusiastic.
Well, I have this like I have this like childlike enthusiasm about the spirit world, right? So the spirit world is talking to me all the time in all kinds of crazy ass ways. And yet I have this snarky self that's like, oh, foofy doofy stuff. So I'm saying I have both sides to me, and sometimes they cancel each other out.
Well, I think that's so normal, because for so long many of us were raised that, you know, there's some shame around that, or there's it's wrong, or it's evil, or it's not from God, or whatever society or the way we were raised was told us. But when you begin to have these experiences that I believe are available to us all, right? So you say you're walking and talking and living with spirit, and people are like, oh, she has a special gift. No, everybody has that. You just turned on the frequency. You just started listening and started asking for it. So that's the first thing I want everybody to know. Wherever you are, just start asking and start listening. And so that's the other thing. Don't ask and then stomp your feet and go, well, why am I not hearing anything? Because there are so many. I was listening to Carolyn Mace talk about how she hears and how she sees. And it's not the same way we see with our eyes and the same way we see with our ears. It's a knowing. And it's like, for me, it's like this. It's not really visual, but it's not really auditory, but it's visual and auditory, and I just see and know, and I hear. But I've built my muscle. You've built your muscle. And we've built our muscle talking about this stuff offline and in private. And so, yeah, like, I feel my body sweating, like, dude, am I really going to come out with this stuff? But it's so funny, because I, and in a minute I'm going to ask you what heaven on earth means, but one of the reasons I got so excited to do this is because I've had my panties all in a wad for the past 8 weeks on purpose. Like, I decided to put, like, kind of put my business in choke to restart it for the year. And so I intentionally chose to work, but it was funny. I was behind the logistics and in the spreadsheets, and I forgot about, so I was working below the line in the human world. I was working below the line, and you call it below the veil.
Below the veil. Thank you. Yes.
I was working in the human world, and the metaphor that I use, it's like trying to drive a car without oil. So if you don't put oil in the engine, you still have all the capabilities, but you will burn up your motor a lot faster. And so when we come above the veil or above the line and we bring in the spiritual world, we move up into the heart, to the voice, the third eye, the crown chakra, and even beyond. When we move up into those realms, we're accessing all that we have available to us, and it just gets easier. It's slicker. It's you hear that flow.
Effortless.
Yes. And so it was so funny because I had talked to you a lot, or you sent a message last week, and I was like, I can't talk to you. I can't handle another conversation right now. Let's talk next week. So, and you were so gracious. And then I had my
weekend. You owe me nothing.
I relaxed, and you texted yesterday, and I picked up the phone and called you. And it was like instantly just hearing your voice, like attracts lice, and all like attracts lice. It doesn't attract lice. It attracts life.
I was just talking about lice yesterday with Vanessa Horn. That's really weird. Okay, go on. You see, those are the weird things.
So, but that's the thing. It's like you were at a higher frequency when you picked up the phone, and all of a sudden it was like it just shot through me, and all that shit just fell away. Like all that tightness instantly fell away because my being, my soul wanted to be at a higher vibration.
Yes.
And all it took was, you know, those, remember, oh gosh, it's like from the 80s, and they have those glows, those little balls that shoot the electricity out, and if you touch here,
yes,
the electricity,
yes.
Right? So I felt like that's what happened to us on the phone, and in an instant, I remembered who I was, and that is one of the things I love about you, because you do live and move. So I'll quit talking right now. Tell me, what does it mean, heaven on earth? Because you called me a couple weeks ago. I was like, I'm talking about heaven on earth at Campstart. So what does heaven on earth mean?
Oh my God, like the multi-million dollar question. I want to say something that's really important to me and that somehow gives everybody a lot of relief, right? I really don't give am I allowed to curse?
Fuck yeah!
Okay, good. So I don't give a shit about whether anything that I believe is real or not, right? What I care about is what I believe in, does it make me a more loving, joyful person? So if angels, do angels exist? Who the fuck knows? Do I have a lot of physical experiences of them? Yes. But I don't need to engage into a discussion with somebody about whether they're real or not, if I can prove or not, right? First of all, that's the mind needing to do that. For me, it's like the filter of my experiences is, does it inspire me? Does it make me more loving? Does it make me more joyous? Does it create peace inside of me? So I wanted to preface that because I think we all have that. Like you were saying something about the Bible and are we going to be like cursed? It's like we can believe anything we want if really it makes us more loving, better human beings. So I want to say that. So the heaven on earth piece, it's interesting because again, I was raised Catholic. And so I didn't fucking understand anything of what the Catholic religion was talking about. And I just shut down spiritually until 1993 when I read the Celestine Prophecy. I don't know if you remember the Celestine Prophecy, and like everything blew up for me. And I was like, oh my God, the world makes sense for the first time. And so heaven on earth is such kind of a religious term. So I hesitated to use it for a long time. But for me, heaven on earth is to be able to ground spiritual energies, right? So that we're not just all human and in safety thoughts and security thoughts and money thoughts, right? The lower first chakra, you know, chakras 1, 2, 3, but we are also using the, what I call above the veil parts of us, which was the heart chakra, the divine will chakras, our connection to other realms and other frequencies. So heaven on earth is bringing the highest frequencies we can access into this life. So seeing from different eyes, you know, Marianne Williamson calls a miracle not a gigantic angel landing on our lap, but a shift in perception. Heaven on earth is a shift in perception, where suddenly this feather you might not have noticed on the ground, you notice it on the ground and you go, oh, I'm loved. I'm supported, right? Like, what did I have the other day? I'll tell you a crazy story because I said that I would. So I had a dream a couple weeks ago that I was pulling out a snake out of my throat. And when I woke up, I was like, what was that about? And it was about speaking my truth. Oh, I'm just realizing I'm speaking my truth on this Facebook Live. And they were really saying, yeah, that's where your energy, your kundalini, your work is at right now, is in the fifth chakra of speaking your truth. And so, great, I hear it. 2 days later, Amy Harris and I are meditating together and we go downstairs and I pass by something and I see my cat playing with something. And I'm like, what's my cat playing with? The exact same snake that I had just dreamt about 2 days before. So I said to Spirit, well, what is it? Like, are you telling me I'm not speaking my truth enough? And what it showed me is like, imagine the veil being a horizontal line that splits a piece of paper in half. I saw the snake in the spirit world being dropped by me, bloop, through the veil into the human world. And they were basically showing me that I had created this snake. I had manifested this snake in the physical world. So that's what heaven on earth is for me. First, it gets created above the veil, happiness, money, clients, my lovers, my colleagues, and then I bring it into the physical world where it becomes manifested. And you and I know this, thoughts create all the time, feelings create all the time. So what are we choosing to think? What are we choosing to feel? What vibration are we choosing to embody all the time? Because the higher we are up above the veil, crazy, crazy ass miracles and coincidences and messages come all the time. I'm literally, Spirit is speaking to me all the time. And it's not foofy, right? It's in client enrollment. It's in all kinds, in my relationship with Brian. It's everywhere. So I'll throw it back at you to see. I don't know if I've gone all over the place.
No, it's perfect. So let me say some of what you said in a slightly different language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll kind of
yes, it, Jenny. Right? Yes.
So number one is we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And almost everybody I know of any faith is able to say that. And that's another word for what you're saying, right? Like we're not bringing the spiritual, you said the spiritual parts heaven grounded through earth. But a lot of times we're going through life having a, we're having a human experience as human beings instead of spiritual beings.
Yeah.
And so when we begin to access, which means choose to tune in, to listen, to practice, to spiritual themes, it becomes whole, it becomes more integrated. And I wish, I meant to draw a thing of the chakras for anybody that doesn't know, but the first three chakras they're in the human, the physical realm. And
right.
Then the heart.
And linear, heart, right? And
right.
They're linear. This is an important thing, right? To say it's linear time. Below the veil is linear time. Above the veil is non-linear time. So that's where miracles can occur.
Right.
Okay?
It's like quantum, right? Quantum.
Right.
Quantum. So I'm, you know, you're speaking in I don't know, they're just the terms you use, right? But sometimes I can put these things in these lay terms, and it's interesting because people think, oh, that sounds really weird. No, you talk about it all the time, you just use different language. Mm-hmm. And so that's why things like meditating, and for me, it's listening or doing, you know, I have these conversations in my head. And I love what you said about, so I always tell people everything I say is made up. I just make up, like, so you don't have to believe anything, but I am choosing to make up things that I'm going to totally steal for the rest of my life and your life. And for the rest of my life, I'm going to switch that to, I make up things that help me be more loving, help me think more love, help me be more love, because I decided that I didn't want to listen to the made up things in my life that made me miserable. So even
that's right. I'm isolated, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. So I give people permission. You don't have to believe anything I say. Everything is made up.
I love it.
And everything is made up so that I'm living a better life. I'm being more love. I'm feeling better instead of believing the bullshit thoughts too. So,
and you know what? The more we believe, right? I call them breadcrumbs, right? That I get breadcrumbs from God, from spirit, from source. The more breadcrumbs I go, oh, thank you for that one, the more I get, right? So it's like the world of choosing to have faith and to believe in something, it just keeps expanding, just like the world of believing in being cynical and believing we are alone. It keeps expanding upon itself too. It just depends which world you want to cultivate.
You begin collecting evidence. Either way, you collect evidence. And so what I love about this is, and I think there was a book sometime, I can't remember, but you know, you can treat this like an experiment, especially if it's newer to you. And even though it's not newer to us, we're still experimenting. We're still experimenting. And the more you experiment, you know, when you were in elementary school or middle school and you did a science experiment, you put out a hypothesis and then you tested it, and there was no shame based on the results. But what I think is interesting is that the more you experiment, the more you get results, the bigger your trust and your faith in this process, right? So I'm always like, and my good friends know when they, you know, we have an agreement that if they can sense that I'm uptight, if I'm being a tight ass, which I still become a tight ass with worry and anxiety and in my head and in my below the veil-ness, that they can remind me to do the energetics, right? Mm-hmm. That's my phrase. Have you done the energetics, right? Like, have you filled? And the energetics have nothing to do with planning and books. For me, it's a visualization that I do. So I knew the other night when I got into my books, which is an important earthly human thing to do to get into my financial books, because we don't want to be all spiritual without
without the grounding.
Right? So I had to spend some time in that third chakra Excel spreadsheet and get really truthful. And it brought up a lot of anxiety and stress and truth. And it was funny, I cleared off my desk, and then I have a little altar on my desk, and I wrote down that I had 26 people I want to bring to Camp Starter Heart. I want to fill the room. I want the whole thing full. And so I wrote 26 is the goal, surrender to God. And I left it there, and I cleaned up my desk ready for Monday morning, and I wrote myself a note about how I wanted to feel Monday morning. And I knew that I was on the way to surrendering, but I was still worrying. And then when I woke up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with a subtle anxiety about it's impossible to fill 26, here's what I had already planned to do. I knew that when the worry would hit, because it would.
And by the way, I have to interrupt you. 27 people right now live, just when you're talking about wanting 26 people, right? That's the kind of coincidences that I pay attention to, that nobody might. So just wanting to say, keep going.
But I love it. So I'm laying in bed, and this is a practical, like something you can do, right? Especially so anxiety, worry, whatever. I knew that I wasn't going to try to solve the problem when the worry hit in the middle of the night, but that I would breathe in and I made a little meme that I got off the phone. I was like, let the light in. And so I knew that my only thing to do with any thought that came in would be breathe light onto the thought. breathe light, not fix it, not use language, not try to, but just breathe into the light. So I laid there in bed and my only job was to notice my breath and visualize light coming in. And like that, I was able to go back to sleep. I woke up fine. But normally I try to solve that problem at the level that it was created, right? So you can't solve a problem at the level it's created. And what if, and this is what I love about being friends with you, because you always remind me not to solve a problem at the human level, but to go into the spiritual realms. And you guys, you don't have to pack a bag and you don't have to do this deep hour-long meditation either. It's really just an intention, and you just bring your mind to that. And I also believe that each person begins to create their own version of soul medicine around this. And
well, I want to give a great way to do it, okay. Which again, there's, think about having infinite television stations playing, right? And these television stations have all different frequencies, right? So there's the Jerry Springer station and then there's the Oprah station, right? And I can't even find the highest station. So they're always playing. And it's like you've got to decide which station you want to tune into. So I know my worry station, right? Or when I'm fighting with Brian, that's the fucking Jerry Springer station, right? And even after we're done with the fight, I'm like, I can't believe he said this. And then it's so I'll tell you a very crazy story. So the other day he and I got into a thing, right? And he ended up leaving. And so I was stuck for about 3 minutes in the Jerry Springer station, you know? And so in the Jerry Springer station, we can't come in and solve that. Like nobody's going to come into that show and be like, we're going to help these couples feel good. The whole point of it is screening couples, right? And so I was like, oh, I can't solve it from there. And so I go get myself some water and I hear my inner voice say, play a whole new world, the Aladdin song. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay. And at first I think I'm supposed to dance to a whole new world, right? Because maybe I'm supposed to move this angry energy, but I start playing the song and you can't fucking dance to a whole new world. It's a weird song. So I'm like, no, I'm supposed to just sit and listen. So I watch a whole new world. There were 9 signs in the 3-minute video that showed me this whole new world is a whole new world. I can access being with Brian when I'm not stuck in the Jerry Springer station. That's magical and miraculous. And 9 in a 3-minute video. And because I listened, because I knew the way spirit speaks to me, I lifted into another frequency and didn't spend my whole night like complaining about him. And I felt completely inspired. So it's for me, it's like lift into another frequency, another TV station, even if it's your imagination, right? Mm-hmm. Imagination is real. We are creating worlds as we imagine. So why not imagine going on the magic park carpet ride with your lover when you're in a fight with him or with your client? Like what? It doesn't matter. Use visions, imaginations that inspire you, that make you feel good. That's how I'm creating heaven on earth, right? I listen to what spirit says. I act on it. I imagine it happening and then it happens.
So this is what I love about it, right? Is it's you're being deliberate. Be deliberate. And the reality is, the truth is, every single one of us is using visions all the time. So a vision that doesn't serve you is worry. When you're running your mind off and you are visioning, right?
Correct. I'm not going to have enough money. I'm going to not have a marriage. Like those are thoughts going out into the universe, visioning and creating. Yes. Imagination is real.
That is creative visioning. And people are like, well, I don't do that. All of our thoughts are creating whether we believe it or not. And so, I just, what the word that's flashing across my head is it solves the problem, right? when you're deliberate about it, it solves the problem. And so then I want to bring in this concept too, because this has been really important. And I guess one of the triggers for me over the last couple of years is, like, a lot of people know that I love to feel good. And the last year, one of the beautiful lessons that I've been taught in life was how to transform, how to feel difficult emotions and transform them instead mm-hmm. of bypass them, instead of not feel them, right? Because I used to think that I wasn't supposed to feel those mm-hmm. and that I could use this magic to not feel them, but I was pushing away something that was coming as a gift, because we aren't, that's the other thing, right? We've used our visualization, we've used our worry to go, I will die if I feel this sadness, this rage, this pain, this loss, this grief. And so it's been fascinating to use that same, you know, pull in those higher frequencies to come in and soothe but not fix those feelings. So the Mark Nepo saying, the heart can hold it all, that I can feel uncomfortable and not die. And I can move out of it after I've so I can transmute it. But it doesn't, like, does that make sense? I mean, we want to push the bad feelings away, and we so want to solve the problem. And yet some of these experiences, I also believe that life happens for us. I don't necessarily believe that we're going to run around and never have. So a colleague I know says life is half shit, half great. Mm-hmm. Right. And we think that it's going to be 100% great. Well, we have got to learn how to transmute and to hold the 50% shit that we can't control. And so reaching right. those frequencies, right? That's
well, when I learn about
just saying, in the higher, go ahead.
Right. Well, but the higher frequencies, right? I believe, again, nobody has to believe this, that emotion is energy in motion, right? So I am like a flute, and I'm like a riverbed, and God is playing, spirit is playing through me with energy. So sometimes it's Mozart playing through me, and I'm like, oh, this feels so good. And sometimes it's like Brahms, or like, you know, like something, and you know, anger or jealousy. They feel uncomfortable in the body, but then we've learned to say, oh, that's anger, that's bad, that's jealousy, that's bad. When you go back to the core, it's energy in motion. And then I add one more piece, it's God energy in motion. Then I'm like, wow, God is playing this way through me and this way through me. So I still stay at above the veil frequencies, even in these supposedly difficult emotions. Because for me, it's become so bare bones that it's just energy. It's God. It's life force playing through me. And that makes everything tenable. I think that, you know, the opposite of untenable. It makes everything tenable.
I love that, because there's a tendency right now, and it's a choice, right? Everybody has the right to their choice. And a lot of people have asked me, like, why don't you just get off Facebook? The feed is so negative, and don't watch the news and do all these things. But I feel in a way I've never felt, that it's not from the head. I literally feel my chest pulling me to pay attention with discernment. So not dive in head first and get lost in it, but almost like, that's the thing, is go in and listen with spiritual ears and listen with my intellectual ears, right? So it's not saying leave your intellectual ears behind and just listen, especially. It's like, I need all of you to be present in this shit storm. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to just wait, listen, watch, learn how to, you know, learn how to have these conversations. But that's the thing. I feel like the last 2 years has prepared me, I don't know what for, but to not ignore the difficult emotions, but to see those just as sacred and holy.
That's right.
As the joyful and the ecstatic right. and all that other
That's
stuff.
Right.
So I want to switch gears.
Can I just say one quick thing real quick? I want to say this. What I have noticed in myself is, and again, it's going to sound a little foofy, but I feel like I'm becoming more of an energy being than a physical being, right? Which is what we really are. So my new filter through which I run anything, what I eat, what movement I do, what I think, what I watch, is, does it inspire me? Because what I have realized is that the nourishment of the energy body is inspiration, right? Physical body needs food. The energy body needs inspiration. That's the way it becomes stronger and stronger. So whatever we watch, even if we watch crappy news, instead of worrying and being scared, we can say, oh, this inspires me to go to the senator's office to sign, you know, to sign some petitions. Or when I decide what to eat, like what inspires me? Because my job right now in my life, in my process, is to feed my energy body. The physical body will then be secondary to that. So I just love that. What inspires you? And just filter everything you do in your life through that. Does that make sense? That it's the nourishment of the spirit being? I fucking love that so much. It's so simple.
It makes perfect sense, because the other two things that I know that, like, I know, in my head I've needed to do for a long time is start moving my body and exercising again. And so that was the other one. Like, my physical body isn't saying move. My spiritual body is just saying walk every day. Walk, move, move. Because when I move, the energy...
Yes, yes.
...supports. So, and then the other thing I do when I'm walking is I'm taking that time to listen to things. So like yesterday, I listened to the Caroline Miss audio, right? And I went for a walk and I listened to that. So I'm spending time supporting my whole being. It's inspiring. And then I turn around and I come back and I'm full, and there's love to give and movement to give. And so it's stepping. So to me, those are higher, you know, moving your body is a high frequency physical action. Right. And then I love it. It's so funny because you were using the term frequency, frequency, frequency. And with my exercise, I've been telling myself frequency over intensity.
Ooh, and so I love that.
That's quantum physics, right? So here's the other thing. You said it earlier. Marianne Williamson says a miracle is not an angel falling in your lap. That's intensity. And as human beings, we're always looking for the fucking grand slam.
Yeah.
We're looking for the grand slam. And when we don't get the grand slam, we are not noticing that we just hit four singles, right? Like, and so it's the frequency over intensity. It's that. Not that I do because I can do a 26 mile walk, which I really can't yet, but I can do a 26 mile walk once, or I can do 2 miles a day. And which one is sustaining to my whole being? It's the frequency. And so that's the other thing, as far as these spiritual practices and connecting with these energies. Isabel's so good. She has been like, Allison, come meditate with me, and Jenny and Brian, and we get on the phone. It's all quiet. And they meditate at a time when my dogs need to play so that I can do this kind of stuff. And so I just finally said, I can't do it, because I can't sit still for even the 22 minutes because of the dogs. And and for some people, that's it. But you know what? Walking around my pool with the dogs following me and my own walking meditation. And like, I've been going out into the morning, the way the sun comes and it just hits. And like, that's a high vibing, you know, choosing a different frequency.
No, I love it. And it is, I'm constantly choosing activities these days that inspire me. Listening to Carolyn Miss, reading Bentina Massaro, meditating, yoga. Like, I'm literally frequently all day long, what inspires me, so that it's not this one grand slam, like you said, but little inspiration in my energy body. My angel body's just getting stronger and stronger. So you were switching subjects, so I'm going to let you do that because I interrupted you.
I thought about a whole new subject, but we've got a lot of people on, so let's take questions. What questions do you have? And we'll let Isabel answer them.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Things like, what is God? You know, things like that.
So Karen says walking meditation. I'm life. I love that. Muddy says, I'm life. In life, don't be afraid to bunt, right? Like a bunt. Ah, oh, so true. Frequency over intensity. God's music box. We have lots
of conversations, right? I don't know if it was Lauren who talked about dialogue. I find that in this day and age, meditating by myself is just fine. But the moment I'm in dialogue, thanks, Janet. I was just going to say, like, in dialogue with those of us doing this work and being inspired by this work, so much more shows up. It's like we're done being alone. Allison, you and I have talked about this a million times, as I have with Vanessa or with Brian or Amy. We don't want to work alone anymore. Like, I don't believe the evolution of our consciousness as human beings is being on our own, right? Below the veil. I'm going to work hard and make lots of money and do it all by myself and feel competitive with you because you're making more money than me. That is not the way of above the veil anymore. Above the veil is connection and oxytocin being released, and feeling good and feeling inspired. Every time I hang up the phone with you, I'm inspired, right? I'm inspired in this conversation. And Karen, it is Energy Anatomy. That's the audio that has Energy Anatomy by Carolyn Miss. It's on Sounds True. And Bentino Massaro are like my two Bibles right now. They are changing my life. And I told Allison about it. Isn't it amazing, the Carolyn Miss?
Yeah, well, the Anatomy of Spirit is one I've loved for a long time, and that's when I heard the phrase sacred contracts, right? And I use that in talking in business all the time about sacred contracts. And one of the ways I create clients is I do this visualization outside of the human realm, ass in the grass, connecting to nature and seeing myself activate these contracts, not face or name, but just the lights connecting, right? That's it's just a visualization, you guys. I'm not really, you know, having some psychedelic experience that like you see on a movie. I'm just taking the time to do I'm making a movie in my mind is what I call
That's right. I used to call it Blockbuster, but Blockbuster fucking died. But I would say to people, what part of the movie store are you living in? Are you living in the horror? Are you living in drama? Or are you living in romantic comedy or in fantasy, right? And I want to say this. This past few weeks, I've been asked by Spirit to really surrender my professional life to above the veil. Mm-hmm. So I was told to completely change my business model and to have an apprentice that signs up with me all year long. And it's so much money, I can't even stand it, right? And I was told to create a group of 5 to 6 people that all year long, so much money, like my rational self would be in terror every night about what Spirit was asking me. And Spirit said, I'm not going to tell you who you're going to ask until the moment the person is in front of you. Like, you can't make up a list. You can't be rational about it. Every single person I have asked, Spirit has said, okay, ask her. And I'd be like, no, I'm not asking her. Ask her. And I'd say, well, do you want to be part of this group? We're going to create heaven on earth. And everybody has said yes. And I'm telling you, my rational Isabel self would have never made these proposals, would never have enrolled like that. And my year is set up by listening to Spirit in the most magical, extraordinary way. So this works with business. It's not foofy. It works with relationship. It works with your body. It like works in every arena. And I need to plug in Camp Starheart. Because if you are not signed up for Camp Starheart yet, like, right, this is a tiny, tiny portion of what you're going to get to experience. And not just Allison and I talking, but Monica and Varian and Stacey, but you guys experiencing this and participating in this and bathing in this and transformed by this. And I have this vision of those few days just being like the beginning of something really important. I was telling Vanessa Horn that yesterday. I said, it feels like it is the beginning of something really important, Camp Starheart. Like, it's a gateway, a portal into something. So if you are thinking about it, just even intuiting about it, you find a way to come and show up because I think it's going to be magical. I just really needed to say that.
Well, and it's so different. It's hard to explain on a sales page. It's truly an experience. No. And that's the thing. A conversation isn't just the people on stage. It's the whole room. And so it's a challenge to sell. But I'm reminded, right? Like, don't sell from the don't sell and don't enroll from the lower realms. Like, just do the spirit. This is a good question from Linda. And then Diane also asked a good one, too. But Linda says, how do you discriminate? Watch what we can do, you guys. Linda says, how do you discriminate who you need to connect, work with, and who you need to part with? Do you feel you have to pull others up? Hell no. Or are you just packed in for others who are also?
Oh my God, I love that so much. There is a 2015 MotCon video. I'll see if I can put it on a link. I don't always love everything MotCon says, but there's a where he talks about ascension. And he talks about so many of us, what we've done is as we start moving towards the light, imagine there's a bridge, right, to below the veil. We have the people we love who don't want to do that work yet. So many of us, me included, have gone back and pulled people up and gone back and pull people up. We don't want to do that. He says, no. You keep walking towards the light. You keep embodying being light. And whoever wants to join you on that wave will join you. But we have to be the embodiments of it, not the rescuers. That is so heavy, right? It's like rescuing people who are drowning. It's not our job, and it takes away their power. So that was a huge, Linda, that was huge for me because it literally lightened me up to realize it wasn't my job to rescue people, but my job was to walk my talk and live heaven on earth. And that's how I attract people and transform people. Great question.
And people do fall off. I mean, every step I take, but this is the thing, you can't fear the fall off.
Right.
You know, at this point, you know, I have
good, Diane.
With really, light bulb. We cannot rescue. And when we rescue, we are suffocating our soul. Our soul. And I get it. I mean, I remember thinking that, that I would lose my husband, right? I'd lost friends. I would lose my husband. And what's funny, I remember this a long time ago. I remember having an argument with Bill. And I was like, what is it that you like about me? Like, we're so different. And he was like, oh, I got all that weird spiritual shit you're into. He's not into it, but he likes that I'm into it, right? Like, and I've heard that too. My biggest fear was losing my spouse, right? Because I've lost lots of close friends. Like, you're too authentic for me. I can't do this. You are off the deep end. And instead of losing my shit, just relaxing. And what's so funny is, anything has fallen off, double or triple has come back in. And I look at the people I'm surrounded with now, the people, and it's so hard. I grieve when people fall off. I grieve when I disappoint clients. I grieve when friendships go away. But then new ones come and my world just keeps expanding and I keep getting more support and being able to give more support.
Exactly.
And I love what you said too, is I am not here to convince anybody to believe what I believe. I am not here to convince anybody. And I take away their power when I try them to manipulate into believing. And so I can think of one particular person. And it's like, I just say, God bless her. She has her own life and her own path and her own thing. And she has the autonomy and the right to do it. Varian Brandon, who's another speaker at Camp Starheart, taught me, I manage myself and you manage yourself.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
One of the beautiful things about Varian and I is Varian and I have very different, and yet we have, you know, our spiritual beliefs cross over, right? Mm. And we have a lot of things that we don't believe the same. And we have such a beautiful and rich conversation because she trusts me to manage myself and I trust her to manage herself.
Right.
I don't
That's
have
right.
to convince her. I don't have to justify to her.
That's right.
So I don't have to quench my soul to accommodate her, and she doesn't have to quench hers. And that's one of the reasons I have her coming to speak, because she is hardcore is not the right word. She is the embodiment of Christ to me. She is one of the most loving. She is full-on Christian. She doesn't believe in some of the things I do, but she doesn't talk about it. She doesn't even talk about it to me. She's like, you do your card thing. I'm just not going to participate. And it's so beautiful because other people were like, I can't be friends with you because you're pulling cards or you're doing with this. And she just decides that's not for me. So she does her own thing. And that's like, I want that. You know, there's a video going around right now from the Dutch, and it this Dutch where everybody's different. And they start asking these questions. It's like, who feels lonely? And people step forward from each of these groups. And it's really a moving video. We can probably find it and put the link in here. It's really a moving video. But the idea is that even though we're all different, we're one. And so when I give permission to people be different, and I don't have to rescue them, It's exhausting. And people ask me now, how are you so free? Because I take responsibility for me. Oh, Danish. Thank you. Danish. Sorry, Jane. Thank you. I take responsibility for me, and I move forward trusting that everybody else. I remember a girlfriend telling me one time, she was so worried about her child changing kindergarten in the middle of the year. And I said, sweetheart, your child is not a human being. She's a spirit. Her spirit can handle it. Why do we, so this is my other point that I wanted to get to. Why do we constantly look at our lives and the people around us as if they are muggles? And I had this experience last year where I was really going through this heavy stuff. I was going through some super heavy stuff. I was worried about my parents in a way that was really disrupting my everyday life. Sorry, Mom, if you were listening, sorry, not sorry, but I was worried. And for 3 days, I got up on stage at Rich's thing and boo-hoo-hooed for way too long. And I just was so heavy and broken. And all my friends and all my loving people were so supportive and whatever. But Teo Alfaro walked up to me and he just looked at me as he's like, what's wrong? And he's telling me all this stuff. And he just looks at me and goes, why the fuck are you handling this like a human being instead of the magician you are? Mm. Like there was no sympathy. He just looked at me and said, dude, pick up your wand. You're acting like a muggle. Mm, and it snapped me out of it. And so it's that, why do we look at our children like they need to be controlled and cajoled? Why do we look at our friends? Why do we look at the people we need to rescue? We're enabling them to stay small.
And I will add a piece related to that with the frequencies, right? It depends. I have a client who was really worried about her son. He had just gone, he had gone to college, and a day later he got kicked out, right? And so we were talking about, like, right, we can worry. And so worry, if you think about frequencies, I want people to leave with this if they can. Mm-hmm. Think of frequencies 1 to 10, right? 1, 2, 3 are the lower frequencies of worry and anxiety and hopelessness. Right. And then 8, 9, 10 are like the more peaceful, joyous ones. Every time we have a thought, we are emitting a frequency into the world. And Carolyn Miss talks about email. Every time we have a thought about somebody, it's an energetic mail. I love that so much. So let's say my son, who has struggled as well to being in college, let's say I worry about him. So here I am, this powerful being, emailing him frequency 2, 3, again and again and again and again. Now, he has all the frequencies inside of him. And every time I am bringing light to the 2, 3 inside of him, mm-hmm. it makes his 2, 3 stronger, right? Every time I go, oh my God, I totally trust this kid. He's going to find his way. I have total faith in him. I am emitting frequency 8, 9, 10. It is lighting up his 8, 9, 10. So we are so powerful. So what are we going to emit? What are we going to email the people we love? Are we going to email inspirational energy? It's going to uplift them, or are we going to email them worry frequency, which is just going to trigger their own worry energy? Right. And I just love the email thing is like the best thing I've heard in a long time.
You know, that day that Teo looked at me without even saying a word, I went ahead and asked him, well, what are you thinking behind those eyes? Because I don't want to make it up. But without even saying a word, he looked at me with a high frequency. He didn't look at me with pity and dread.
Correct. Exactly.
And you know, we talk about this in coaching all the time, and we still forget. I still forget. I'm a master coach, and I still forget. See the power. Our job is to see the power. Our job
see
is to
the see ten. The
power. Right. See the power in the other people. See the power in the other people. And also remember this. So this is one of the other things I say. It's all about remembering who we are, remembering our divine nature, remembering
above the veil. That's right.
Yes.
And Janet, the frequency is the 1 to 10. I have this weird gift of like taking really complicated spiritual concepts and then making them into charts. And so literally, I just love thinking of frequencies 1 to 10, literally like frequencies like that, right? Radio stations, TV stations, and then the 1, 2, 3 ones are just the lower ones. And I feel them, right? Below the veil for me, I instantly know because it feels dense and it's worry and I feel heavy. I think you used the word heavy before, Allison. Below the veil frequencies feel very heavy and dense, right? A dense, dense, dense. Above the veil frequencies feel light. They move. You know, Byron Katie talks about recycled thoughts. For me, the below the veil thoughts are recycled thoughts. I'm never going to make enough money. My husband's going to leave me. Above the veil thoughts are new and creative and infinitely possible and fluid and fun. So those are just all the ways you can start noticing, wait, where am I at? Where are my thoughts? Are they above the veil and creating something magical, or are they below the veil and creating the same story, the same movie of again and again, right?
So there's a book out there by,
I think it's
Hawkins is the last name, but you can Google search power versus force frequencies. And so he has a chart of all the emotions. By the way, shame vibrates near death. This is one of the
reasons. That's correct.
Shame, blame, and guilt. So shame. And they've actually mapped it out with quantum physics, right? So they've taken it to a lab and measured these frequencies with whatever their little measuring tools are.
Interesting.
So you're measuring intuitively, but
interesting.
Oh, Isabel, you'll die when you see this chart.
So put the link on, okay?
So love vibrates at 500. Enlightenment is 800 and 900, right? Shame vibrates at 10, power versus force frequencies. Yes, it's amazing. And then here's the thing. Most of humanity vibrates at 211. And so there's actually this girl out there named Christy Marie Sheldon, and she created this whole body of work called Love or Above. So and I love this, like, as this is, right? Like, oh, I get chills. So love is vibrating at 500, and like 800 and 900 is like Mother Teresa and Jesus and the Buddha and these enlightened masters and God incarnate on earth, right? And so look, like, if we can just, we don't have to be 900, we don't have to put that on ourselves, but if we can just get to love, right,
above the veil, right, the heart, right? Chakra,
yeah, the heart chakra. Love is at 500, so it's, we'll good have to Gail. I have a chart at e-scale with,
yeah, good share. Gail, cool, I would love that. Gail is a Barbara Brennan friend of mine, colleague of mine, so that's awesome. So cool, good.
Well, and then the other one that kind of over, so a lot of these thoughts overlay with each other. The other one is the Abraham Hicks vibrational,
that's correct,
emotion. So that's the other thing they always talk about, just reach for the next best feeling, right? So if you're angry and pissed off, don't try to get to joy, try to get to bored, right? And but what I love, because it's frequency over intensity, it's not hitting the grand slam. How you score the points, right? If I'm using the little baseball analogy terribly, right? But how you win the game, right? How you increase your points is frequency over intensity. Right.
I love that so much.
And yeah, it's
the fun and use your imagination, right? Somehow spirit is telling me to just make sure this gets utilized in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Bentino Massaro has a video called Imagination is Real. It's 40 mm-hmm. minutes long. It is so worth watching. Imagination is real. What we used to do as children, when we used to imagine and play, and then we were taught, this is not real, this is stupid, get real, mm-hmm. right? Get. It's not. Like, I imagine all the time, and it's what gives me, it's how I lift out of the lower frequencies, right? When I saw a whole new world and saw myself with Brian was taking me as my star man on his magic carpet ride. And suddenly I feel this inspiration and this adoration for Brian, instead of remembering the TV station where he was an asshole because of whatever the hell he had done, right? It's like we can use our imagination as our greatest tool to shift into above the veil frequencies. And on top of it, I believe that imagination creates. So it's like, absolutely, it's like a win-win-win-win-win-win-win. And really, like I'm realizing that what I have known all along is actually becoming real, that to be like a child, to imagine, to be enthusiastic. You know, to be enthusiastic means to be filled by God. Enthusiasm yes. means being yep. filled by God. And so let's be enthusiastic. Let's be living embodiments of this, and just watch how your life will change. It's crazy. It's crazy because the veil has become so thin. So that now creation is occurring much faster. I did want to say that too. That veil is thinner and thinner, and that's why things are creating really fast right now.
I love it. So we're out of time. But and here's the thing. We want you to, like, I'm seeing the room at Camp Starheart full. I'm seeing, and it's not just about filling an event, but it's about the people that we're, it's almost like we're all jumping in this hot tub together to raise our frequencies together.
Correct.
Right? We're all jumping in this cosmic crock pot to simmer together, to support one another. And when you leave, right. So there was a girl, one girl, so funny. She was like, it's been 6 months to the day and I just now got what this thing was that we talked about. And it was so cute. She was like, it just hit me 6 months to the day. Shanti was there last year and she ended up changing her whole business. And, so many things, it reverberates out, right? So that frequency over intensity. But that's the thing, when we gather together and we have these conversations, and the people who come don't just have the conversations from the audience, right? So I lead in a circle. I don't lead from the pulpit. My teachers don't lead from the pulpit. We lead in a conversation. So this is teaching, but it's dialogue too, right?
Yes,
so it's
too.
More like, it's like a graduate school class where everybody's in a part of the conversation as much as they want to be. And so you come and you're bathed in this, and then you go home and you have these connections and these people who you know you can have these conversations in their various places in life, and together we begin. It's like, you know, I have the old movie The Blob from the 60s or 70s, but it's a blob of light, right? It's like we're just expanding the light in our own lives, and in Janet was there last year, and in it just keeps expanding, and
that's
so
right.
We make our lives better and our worlds better.
Well, and it's coming back to what we began with. This isn't just living above the veil as this construct that we're just dreaming about. I know that I am personally like a living embodiment of this joy. Like my daughter the other day, she's like, Mom, you are even happy when you have a bowl of blueberries in front. She's like, you're happy about everything. I'm like, no, that's what this frequency raising is. Like, oh my God, I have blueberries. Like, oh, I'm talking to Allison. It's this, or I'm making $50,000 with somebody or whatever it is. Like, it's real stuff. We're not going to teach you foofy stuff that doesn't apply to your life. You're going to learn to use spirit to create on this earth. And because I can't stand when it's not grounded. I can't stand spirituality that's ungrounded.
Foofy. I've never heard it called foofy before. Is that an Italian word?
Ah, non lo sé. Je ne sais pas.
Awesome. I love you. Thank you for joining me today. I would continue, except for I have an awesome coaching call with a client who's here watching, or at least was.
Okay.
I love having these conversations and want to invite you guys to go to www.campstarheart.com if you want to be a part of a community and part of an experience in Austin, April 19th through 22nd, that has these conversations.
And share this, like share Camp Starheart, share this video, share it. Like some, I think, I forget if it was Diane or somebody else. Sue said, the world needs these frequencies. Yes, we need these frequencies for all the shit happening right now. It's not worry that's going to help us out. It's love and these high frequencies to inspire us for change that are going to help us out. So, great. Okay, goodbye.
Right, guys,
see you later.
Thanks for listening to the Better Life, Better Work show. This show is recorded live on Friday mornings at 11 a.m. Central on my Facebook page at www.allisoncrow.live. You can also get show notes and connect with me at www.allisoncrow.com/better. This show is Leroy Brown and Clementine approved. They're here to encourage you to think about adopting before you shop for your next pet. More is not better, better is better.